What's happening locally? The news.
And it is time for us to take this morning's look at some of the local news stories here in the Republic of Panama. Dozens of people marched on the afternoon of Monday to the vicinity of the National Assembly in rejection of the mining contract, but were received with tear gas. Despite this, the protesters managed to get close to the metal fences placed to protect the Assembly headquarters. And when they were close to taking them down, the riot police intensified their offensive. From there, fierce clashes began. The protesters returned with their hands on their face against the gas canisters that the agents threw at them. The National Negotiating Medical Commission, Common and Allen, joined in with the groups that opposed the new law 406 that establishes the contract between the state and Minera Panama. The organization, which brings together 16 associations and federations linked to health professionals, met last Sunday and agreed to express its complete and absolute rejection of the contract. They allege it's unconstitutional, allows irredeemable devastation and catastrophe to the biodiversity of the Mesoamerican Biological Corridor, and hands over sovereignty to a foreign nation, among others. In a document that was signed by Drs. Domingo Moreno and Julio Osorio, Coordinator and Secretary of Common NL, respectively, it is noted that they do not rule out taking forceful measures, including a staggered and indefinite work stoppage. The concession in Donoso in favour of Minera Panama is the subject of a wave of questions. Workers, environmentalists, students, educators and citizens in general are protesting in the streets of the country against Law 406, sanctioned last Friday by President Laurentino Cortizo. The whole process taking just 5 days. The month of October marks the beginning of the most important commercial season of the year, when local freight transport companies move all the merchandise that will be sold during the Christmas season in the Central American region. Hence, uncertainty has increased due to the adverse effects that could be caused by the interruption of traffic leaving and entering the country as a result of the protests and the closure of streets against the express behind closed doors approval and sanction of the mining contract. Antonio Garcia Prieto from the Panama Land Freight Transport Association told La Prensa that until yesterday morning there had been mild interruptions in cargo going from Panama to Central America and vice versa, which does not represent a significant impact for now regarding the volume that they handle. However, there is skepticism that these things will continue calm and that regional commerce will be unscathed by the street closures that will occur from the border region in Chiriquí through to the capital city. In Panama, between 200 and 300 trucks move daily into and out of the country. The merchandise that is re-exported to Central America comes from the Colón Free Zone, from where household appliances and clothing are shipped, while mostly raw materials for the local industry are imported from Central America, Garcia Prieto said. It is the free transit of these products being delayed. The entire commercial and logistics sector suffers. We're not in a position to enter another crisis after the one we had in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic and the closures of 2022, Garcia Prieto indicated. The protests of July of 2022 lasted for 4 weeks, when student groups, unions and citizens in general complained about the government of Laurentino Cortizo for the high cost of living and the waste of public funds. The movement of the trucks that Garcia Prieto mentions, does not include transport by cargo by road and train of containers that cannot be moved through the Panama Canal. It's worth remembering that the decrease in the water level of the Panama Canal due to drought, as well as the limitation of the number of ships that can transit daily, has led to the rise of the alternative system of cargo transportation by road and rail, known as the Dry Canal. Containers owned by shipping lines that are handled by land have tripled, according to Garcia Prieto, and until now its passage from the ports in Panama City to the province of Colón has not been disrupted. Around 500 transshipment containers used to be moved by road weekly. Today, we count around about 1,500 containers in the same period. Since canal restrictions began, the Port of Balboa has handled 42 additional ship arrivals with more than 20,000 container movements. These containers have then been transported by rail and trucks to other Panamanian ports on the Atlantic, the company reported in August. It would be a shame if these containers cannot be moved when Panama needs to demonstrate to the maritime world that it is a reliable and a safe route, said the businessman. It's not only a complement for the canal, but also help for the economy because everything that permeates from land transportation stays in the country, he pointed out. The Panamanian state is committed to exercising the legal defense of Minera Panama S.A. against any claim or demand that is presented due to non-compliance with any of the obligations established in the Conquista del Atlántico Trust. Likewise, the state renounces any lawsuit or claim against the mining company due to the effects and impacts that may have resulted from the declaration of unconstitutionality of Law 9 of 1997, which is the one that adopted the original contract that allowed mineral extraction. This is in Donoso. This is stated in the new Law 406 sanctioned last Friday, which gives continuity the concession in Donoso in favor of Minera Panama. Anticipating that Law 406 will be sued before the Supreme Court of Justice, the parties included an article that indicates that the declaration of nullity, invalidity, or ineffectiveness of any of the clauses of the contract will not affect in any way the validity of the other clauses. In 2017, the Supreme Court declared Law 9 of 1997 unconstitutional, considering that the formal requirements established in the public procurement law were not met. The court also considered that the then Legislative Assembly, later converted into the current National Assembly, had approved a law with retroactive effects and with a shield against future laws, which was unconstitutional. Likewise, in the new Law 406 of this year, the mining company and all its affiliates renounce arbitrations and claims presented in any dispute resolution forum. The affiliates identified in the contract are FQM Panama Holdings 1 Limited, FWM Panama Holdings 2 Limited, First Quantum Minerals Limited, Korea Panama Mining Corp, and Korea Mine Rehabilitation and Mineral Resources Corporation. Well, yesterday morning on Telemetro Reporter, the Minister of Commerce and Industries, Federico Alfaro, said that Minera Panama, First Quantum and the Korean partner had initiated three arbitration processes against the Republic of Panama, which must now be withdrawn. Law 406 also includes a clause that was not in the original 1997 contract, one on anti-corruption. In it, the mining company declares that neither it nor its shareholders, partners, affiliates, or trusted employees has incurred or will incur directly or indirectly in acts of corruption, such as payments, bribes, bribes gifts, prizes, or illegal commissions related to the project and the contract. The state may terminate the contract if the commission of any conduct or crime classified in the penal code is proven, which already has a final or enforceable sentence. The Conquista del Atlántico Trust is the one that will manage the funds from the state that they will receive from the mining company, which will be assigned as follows. 50% will be transferred to the Disability, Old Age and Death, the IVM program of the Social Security Fund. 20% will be to increase the pensions of those retirees who currently receive less than amount of $350 a month. 25% will be to finance projects in the different areas of Donoso and Omar Torrijos Herrera in Colón and La Pintada in Coclé. And 5% will be to build and launch the Institute for the Improvement and Well-being of Teachers. If the mining company's annual contributions exceed $400 million, the rest will go to the National Treasury. Well, with regards to unconstitutionality lawsuits, they won't have to wait for long because they're accumulating against Law 406, which establishes a contract between the state and Minera Panama for 40 more years. Until 12:05 p.m. this Monday, lawyers Juan Ramon Sevillano, Ernesto Cedeño and Roberto Ruiz Diaz had demanded to rule before the Supreme Court of Justice. In his 70-page lawsuit, Cedeño argued the Law 406 directly violates Article 259 of the Constitution, as it says the concessions for the exploitation of soil, forests and the use of water, among others, should be inspired only by well-being, social and public interest. However, Cedeño warned the concession that the state granted to Minera Panama abruptly benefits and grants its privileges that no other company in Panama that contracts with the state has. Cedeño also warned in the document that Law 406 violates Article 19 of Magna Carta, which says that there will be no privileges or discrimination based on race, birth, disability, social class, sex, religion or political ideas. The jurist also maintained that Clause number 14 of the contract says that the concessionaire, Minera Panama, will have the obligation to make an annual payment to the state for a sum of no less than $375,000. However, in his opinion, this figure is meager, and the contract does not contain any formula or data to verify the relevance of that amount. To argue this point, he cited the fifth clause that says that the amount may vary when the annual market price of copper is lower than the guaranteed minimum income, when the production of copper produced does not reach the minimum of 250,000 metric tons, among others. The new law has generated massive citizen rejection. Since last Friday, the rule was published in the Official Gazette. Different groups have demonstrated against it. Workers, environmentalists, educators, students, among others. They oppose the mining contract and the way that the executive and legislature dealt with the issue debate and sanctioned it in a record time of just 5 days. While the lawyer Juan Ramon Sevillano was based his claims on Articles 17, 32, 159, 257, 259, 296 of the Constitution, as in Articles 86, 2559, 2560, 2561, 62, 66 of the Judiciary Code, as well as in Law 56 of 1995 and in the Cabinet Decree 267 of 1969. Well, last but not least, the visit that the anti-corruption manager of the United States Department of State, Richard Nephew, had scheduled for this Monday to Panama was cancelled, reported the United States Embassy in the country. Last weekend, it was reported that Nephew would arrive in Panama City this Monday to meet with judicial officials, members of the civil society, and representatives of other entities. However, the United States Embassy in Panama reported that Nephew's visit was postponed due to logistics and agenda issues. Furthermore, it is reiterated that the fight against global corruption continues to be one of the priorities of the United States government. Likewise, it is highlighted that Nephew plans to reschedule his visit to Panama in the future. The U.S. official also had a visit to Colombia on his agenda. Well, there we go. That's it. There's our look for this morning. Some of the stories, needless to say, about the current mining contract. And here, well, all compiled for you on this morning's programme.